PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
Federal officials are announcing a cutback in the number of flights in U.S. airspace starting Friday morning. It's a result of staffing shortages during the shutdown. The FAA Administrator Brian Bedford says the agency will reduce air traffic by 10% at 40 high-volume airports if there's no end to the government shutdown. He says the reduction would help take the pressure off air traffic controllers. 12 people now confirmed dead, nearly a dozen hurt, following that UPS plane crash in Louisville last night. That number could still rise as the search and investigation continues in the half-mile-long debris field, impacting a number of businesses. NTSB investigator Todd Inman.
There are a lot of different parts of this airplane in different places. I mean, whenever you have a post-impact to not only structures but also to the terrain, you have to analyze why it came there. And then how do you recover it correctly in order to analyze it?
The aircraft crashed while taking off from Louisville's Muhammad Ali International Airport, causing a massive explosion. Inman says ground video appears to show the left engine detaching from the wing just before the plane fell back down to earth. President Trump is celebrating his one-year mark since winning a second term in the White House. While in Miami to discuss his economic agenda, Mr. Trump boasted once again that America is the hottest country in the world because of his policies.
Almost 2 million American-born workers are employed today, more than when I took office.
He says the U.S. is getting $21 trillion of investments this year, largely due to his tariffs. The Supreme Court heard arguments today in a suit brought by Democrat leaders in 12 states, challenging the legality of those tariffs. Democrat socialist Zohran Mamdani says he's building a city hall that will deliver on promises of his campaign. The New York City mayor-elect told reporters that his win represents a new era of government. He's also beginning to announce some officials he's tapping for his transition team and perhaps future cabinet. I'm Jim Roop.
Now,
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. It's going to be very windy out there for tonight. We'll have some gusts up over 50 miles per hour. Could cause some localized damage, maybe a few power outages, a couple of showers around early on as well. Lows tonight in the lower 40s and windy, chilly for tomorrow. Highs in the mid-50s and then a little bit nicer as we head into Friday. I'm meteorologist John Fearon.
It is 61 in Elizabeth, 60 in Lakewood, 61 Seattle City. Fast traffic, instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.